Che buona beta migdos, mei dove io meno, e se ne chiede che lo beso erosaco. Che buona beta migdos, mei dove io meno, io suono di la buona
Well, shalom, and welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. This is show number 230, December 30th of 2013. Wow, another year is going by, another calendar year. I don't know how to slow down time, but, listen, that's if you're having a good time, that's the main thing. This evening I'll be playing some favorites of mine. I always do play favorites. First, a word about last Tuesday evening. The Cantoral Kumsitz was just a most wonderful event. Cantor Danny Gildar was at the piano, and of course the three great young chazanim from the Upper West Side, Yanky Lemmer, Zevi Moller, and Chaim David Burson, were outstanding. And it was a crowd of about 200 people, enthusiastic. Shalom TV recorded it, and it will be on the TV in the future. And you're listening to this over the internet. I will be able to hopefully give you a link to the to that 1 hour whatever program of Shalom TV. If not, though, I will be getting a soundtrack, and we'll be featuring outstanding chazanis from that evening sometime in the near future. Looking forward to that. Next Sunday, that's January 5th, I will be at Highland Park at Congregation Ohev Emet, giving a talk on the life and artistry of Cantor Yosla Rosenblatt. The shul is at 415 Raritan Avenue. It's 10 o'clock. It's brunch, $18. I'll be bringing my old Victrola, playing some original Yosla Rosenblatt recordings on a 1905 RCA Victrola with a wooden horn. And that always is a lot of fun. I look forward to seeing some of you there. By the way, if you are involved with your shul, men's club or whatever, it's a presentation that is of great interest. It's been successfully given many times, and I'm available. Just one other brief note. I know that during the first hour, I was playing Jan Pierce, and I said it was Hamavdil. And Julian, yes, I know it was Havdalah, not Hamavdil. Okay, I got a little mixed up on that. It happens sometimes, not often, but it does happen. Julian, I know that you are a great fan of Arla Diamond, as I am, and I'm going to be featuring a few of his selections right now. Arla Diamond was a chazan at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, among other places in Brooklyn, and he died about 20, 25 years ago. Let's hear, we'll start with Baruch Kavoid, and he'll be playing some other of his outstanding selections. This is Arla Diamond, Baruch Kavoid. Come on, Familiar with him. As I stated over the years, he is one of my favorites. There's something about it. I really enjoy Arla. Let's hear a wonderful selection, Shema Yisrael.
Oh.
I know when he does that Who Malcano, that extended Who is really something really, really interesting, isn't it? Let's go next to Vahu Rachum. Vahu Rachum. Let me just see if we have a technical problem here. No, well, there we go again. This is Arla Diamond. Vahu Rachum.
Yeah.
Arla Diamond with Vahu Rachum, and let's hear one more selection of Arla. This will be Ribon Ha'olamim. Ribon Ha'olamim, Arla Diamond.
Ribon Ha'olamim.
Arla Diamond. Okay, we'll next hear Cantor Moshe Stern. Moshe, one of the great, great Chazanim of his generation. And we'll hear first Av Horachamim, Moshe Stern.
Oh.
Okay, as you can tell, that was at a concert before a live audience. Always a little different, I would say, than in a recorded in a studio. As I mentioned about the Kumsitz, the crowd was so intent on listening to Chazanis. They were there to hear. They loved it. And I think there's an electricity, as I mentioned, that night, something that occurs between the audience and the singer, the performer, that enhances the entire ability to express oneself. It was just so beautiful. And you know, this Kumsitz idea, one reason I like it is you don't have to go after big sponsors, and it's something that can be done rather simply. It's something that I really want to continue. Let's go back to Moshe Stern, and this is Ki Lekach Tov. Bavur David.
Yeah.
Okay, as you can hear, again, that was at a live concert. One more of Moshe Stern. This will be Umi Panei Chato'enu, the great Moshe. Okay, Moshe Stern. Okay, our last show of the calendar year 2013. Wow, things are going by very quickly, aren't they? Well, we haven't heard from Misha Alexandrovich for quite a while. Misha will be singing Uvyom Simchaschem. Misha.
Sure.
Well, as you can tell, that was before a live audience, as is the next selection. So Stern and Alexandrovich for the live. This is Anna Avda, Misha Alexandrovich.
Oh!
Michelle Alexandrovich, and this is Charlie Bernhout wishing you a happy and healthy calendar year coming up. Good health is, of course, the main thing. And don't forget, next Sunday at 10 o'clock in Highland Park at Ohev Emmet. And on the 19th, I'll be giving a comedy presentation at the Pine Brook Jewish Center. More about that in the forthcoming shows, but... if you're in northern Jersey, in the Parsippany, Wayne area, you might want to pop in and have an hour and a half of nonstop laughter. In any event, thanks for joining with me. And don't forget, you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. And one last point. Many of you know I have a cantorial calendar that I send out each month. It tells you everything that's going on in the world of Chazonets. Well, a lot that's going on in the world of Chazonets. And if you want to be on that list, you go to the homepage. You're on the computer right now, and you'll see a box in the upper left-hand side which says sign up for the newsletter. Just click that, and you'll be on the list. So thank you for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.